This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a lot to talk about. Apparently there was a jogger in China who was jogging with his mask on for, you know, social distancing purposes, and he ends up getting a pneumothorax. I've never really heard of a mask causing you to have a pneumothorax, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how, I think it's Cal State Fullerton, I need to double check, but some of the Cal State universities are not going to reopen in the fall. They will just resume online classes. Why? Because they're preparing for the second wave. Paul Manafort got released from jail, right? That was wasn't it Trump's first chief of staff? Anyway, he was in jail for about a year, and now he's being released on self-home isolation, right, because of coronavirus in the jails. So my guess is this is a real good time to commit a crime, because then you get to just stay home and watch Netflix like we've already been doing, you know? So very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of the casinos in Las Vegas have come up with guidelines and what they're going to do to reopen, because whether you live in Vegas or not, you're like, okay, when Vegas reopens, or like when Disneyland reopens, we're good. So people are kind of watching going, okay, well, you know, we're kind of the barometer of crowds and people coming in and international travelers. And so what we're going to do, you know, could hopefully be replicated, you know, successfully. Here's the problem. Las Vegas had a recent reopening, right? On May 9th, we got to have phase one reopening. Over the last few days, I can't tell you how many businesses I have heard from that are closing. The reopening didn't work. Restaurants, a lot of them, had difficulty with the only two or three people in the kitchen because of social distancing. Can't have a full crew in the kitchen if you have to have 6 feet social distancing. You also can't really break even if you have to cut your volume by half. I heard from a salon owner. We had just all reopened, a bunch of us with salons. I heard from them yesterday saying they're out. You know, from a salon perspective, the salons, it was very interesting. With salons, they had said to be at half capacity, so you could only see half the number of clients, right? Or only have each working chair you had to be 6 feet apart. So if you have a small salon, you only have two people working. I get it, which is fine. But you couldn't do walk-ins. You had to only do appointments. So once staff starts to call out, now if you have an appointment, you're committed. As opposed to if it was walk-ins, like a lot of salons are, like, you know, the more, you know, lower price end haircuts, that people can just walk in. If you don't have staff, you could just close down early. Put up a sign saying, sorry, guys, no more walk-ins because, you know, our staff called out. So a lot of people don't kind of understand what's going on with staff. You know, why are businesses who were able to reopen so quickly deciding to throw in the towel? Well, you're only as good as your staff. If you have fantastic staff, you're great. If you have staff that don't want to work, if you have staff that are afraid to come in, if you have staff that want to kind of limit their hours and still try to get unemployment, which I don't know if they're allowed to do, but I hear a lot of staff are trying to still be able to get that $600 by claiming that they didn't get enough hours when they returned back to work, which I don't think you're allowed to do that, because technically you're supposed, you know, employers are supposed to give them their same shifts back roughly. So if you don't have employees that are ready to come back, then you can't staff appropriately, and then you can't be open. In Nevada, there was a huge, I believe, caravan, a huge demonstration in front of the casinos of staff workers union workers, et cetera, who are concerned about safety measures opening up and coming back into a casino. And they have a right to be. So we're talking about reopening. We're talking about reopening the economy. We're talking about getting business back. We're talking about hiring people back. But there's a lot of things at play. And what I'm seeing is for a lot of people or a lot of businesses, it just doesn't work. And so if I'm seeing that salons, after finally being able to reopen and reopen first in Nevada, have to throw in the towel. We're lucky. We're very, very lucky. We got great staff. We got great clients. So far, so good on us personally. But if you have salons and restaurants, some of my favorite restaurants are closing. They're just done. It starts to make you think that maybe we need to do a trial run, especially when we're looking at these big companies like casinos. All right? If the casino industry, you know, can't open up, Nevada's in trouble. Not to mention a lot of other, shall we say, satellite, you know, jobs and industries that rely on our booming, you know, economy. L.A., we had just found out, has been now going to extend their shutdown till August. So if you're in Nevada, if L.A. is on shutdown, okay, you're kind of screwed. Even though people are still leaving the state to go to Utah to get their hair done or whatever. But, you know, if you have other states on shutdown and you have employees that might not want to go back to work and you have social distancing guidelines that sound good on paper, I suggest, for the love of the Lord, have somebody do a trial run before the reopening. I think a lot of salon owners and restaurant owners and businesses and retail stores got a smack in the face of reality this last weekend. And they said to themselves, wait a second, this doesn't work. And I'm seeing what they want to do in casinos. They want to maybe put plexiglass in between players. They want to avoid standing at tables except for craps. You got to stand playing craps. They want to avoid lines at check-in, where you do online check-in and then you get your key and you go straight to your room. They want to get rid of buffets. They want to cut back the number of people coming to the casino. They're going to hold off on shows. All right, that sounds great on paper. It's a beautiful plan. Here's our plan. Get us open. But is it really going to be realistic? We have the owners of the Venetian, Sheldon Adelson, he's paying all his staff still. Fantastic. He's still paying his staff, still paying everybody, hopefully until they reopen. They're planning on reopening in June. My guess is, assuming the governor allows it. But I just beg everybody to get a trial run going. Because if you see that it's not very realistic, you might want to rechange the guidelines, or we might need to have new discussions, because it doesn't make sense to reopen and then people decide that they're going to have to go under anyway. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I want to hear from you guys because I'm seeing what's going on social media. And both sides are accusing each other of extremes. And those of us in the middle never get heard. And those of us in the middle are the ones that figure stuff out. You know, a lot of you might not perceive me as the middle because there are a few political events that had happened that I had, you know, really disagreed with, like the ACA, I think was one of the biggest clusters ever written. I had, you know, some bones to pick with George Bush Sr. So I, depending on what happened, all right, I will pick a side and I will, you know, fight for that item. I won't just say I'm right. I won't say I'm left. I won't say I'm independent. Yeah, I might fall into a category, but to me, it's an issue. I have a stand on an issue, and that's my stand on the issue. Yeah, you don't have to lump me into one political party or not. But when it comes to coronavirus, what's very, very interesting is the political parties of, in the beginning, started to kind of form the two rifts. But I'm finding that you have a lot of people on the right that are still afraid of the virus and like the shutdown. You got a lot of people on the left going, can we please reopen? And so I found very early on that this isn't a right-left thing. It isn't a conservative-liberal thing. However, there are some trends per political party, right? Republicans really like to get the economy going, wanting to show that Trump did great with the economy and can still continue. You know, liberals, you know, might want to show, you know, look, you know, we are for safety first. You know, the economy wasn't sustainable. So there's obviously going to be politics in this. The problem is whenever there's politics, things don't get done, and things don't get done right. We were just talking about how we can't get a lot of employees to come back to work because of the extra $600 unemployment. Mind you, I think it's fantastic to offer the extra money if they aren't allowed to go back to work. But now what do you do when they're being offered a full-time job and they don't want to go back to work because they're making more money on unemployment? So, you see, we need the middle of the roaders. We need people with common sense helping make a lot of these decisions. And nobody listens to us. And we don't really have a name. So I like to call us the common sensors. Okay? We're the ones that realize coronavirus can kill. It's a virus. It's deadly. Absolutely. But we also realize that if you have a city that's completely defunct and not operating and people are out of work, that could be deadly too. Now, you don't hear about that in the news. You hear that, you know, people that want the economy reopened, that they're for killing people. And they don't care about killing people and, you know, they're just money hungry. Then you also hear on the other side that it's all about ruining the election so Trump can't win. It's all about, you know, messing with the upcoming election. And, God, there are so many of us that are in the middle, and we don't give a crap about the election. We don't give, you know, we it's not that we give a crap about money. We're just taking a look at the current situation and going, guys, common sense dictates this is screwed. We are completely screwed. And nobody's listening to us. So we're going to have to start speaking up. So what do we stand for? And again, I can't speak for all of us because, again, it just doesn't fit one box. But what I am deducing, all right, and summarizing from what I see on social media is those of us that are common sensors, we are worried about the deadly virus, but we don't want an economy completely shut down over it. And so we have some suggestions, those of us with common sensors, okay? Some of our suggestions I've talked about on the show already, right? Can somebody tell us what the regular death toll is per month of flu, heart disease, pneumonia, and how many of those cases are going on? Can somebody also in the spreadsheet tell us if any of those deaths were also coronavirus related and put under the coronavirus column? Can somebody look at the coronavirus deaths and tell us, was it coronavirus induced where somebody started to get the cough, started to get the fever, then got shortness of breath, then started to get sicker and sicker, like we saw with Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson with the UK, it looked like he followed that trend where he started with the simple symptoms and then they got worse. All right. How many of those coronavirus cases did we really have? Or did somebody come in with a rip-roaring pneumonia? You guys tested him for coronavirus, found, oh, he looks like he also has coronavirus. Let's just log in under that column. You know, these columns can be spread. If anybody has access to a spreadsheet, it's really easy to divide that stuff up. So those of us who are common sensors just kind of want the numbers. If we find out, all right, and again, common sensors are very open to knowledge and very open to data, okay, because again, we're not, there's no political gain. There's no emotional, you know, rhetoric, all right? Give us the numbers so we could determine, is coronavirus worse than flu? Is coronavirus deadlier than flu? Is coronavirus milder than flu? Did flu put us in this position? You know, I talked about last year when we had that horrible year where we had 80,000 flu deaths in America. Many of them were pneumonia. So I had suggested, why aren't we advocating more pneumonia vaccines? If more people were dying of flu-related deaths and the number one cause of death is pneumonia, then why aren't we advocating more flu, more pneumonia shots? Which, by the way, again, here with coronavirus, us common sensors would like to know, what is the number one cause of death that we're seeing of these 83,000? Are they getting a streptococcus pneumonia? Are they getting a bacterial pneumonia? Or is it the coronavirus lung failure? We're assuming a lot of it is a coronavirus lung failure, but how many of them was strep pneumonia? If it was, are we vaccinating people against strep pneumonia? Are we vaccinating 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds? Can we start vaccinating younger individuals? See, we common sensors are using common sense. All right? What are people dying of? Heart disease. If we are seeing people have coronavirus-related heart attacks, then should we be taking those people that are heart vulnerable and already doing some maybe more prophylactic measures? No, because most people aren't going in for their preventative. These family doctor's offices have been closed. The internal medicine offices are closed. We're not getting the regular treadmills. We're not getting the regular EKGs. Nobody's doing the blood work for cholesterol. If we're really worried about coronavirus-related deaths, then why can't we reopen? And everybody says, well, they're supposed to be open, but yeah, staff is too afraid to come back, so there's no PPE, so these clinics aren't opening. But why aren't we being more proactive about the blood pressure or their diabetes? We know that the people who are diabetic or have high blood pressure are more at risk for coronavirus. So why the hell aren't these doctor's offices opening and having staff and having PPE so we could still control their diabetes? If you have a diabetic in control, and if you have somebody whose blood pressure is in control, they might not die of coronavirus like somebody with out of control blood pressure and out of control diabetes. But nobody's thinking about that. Also, we common sensors would kind of like, a table. Again, simple with Excel, people. A table of all these treatments, remdesivir, hydroxychloroquine, these other arthritic medications and monoclonal antibodies and serum and all the other stuff. Let's just look at a table and see who did well, how many people got saved, and at what date, at what time frame into their illness they got it, so that we can deduce, oh, okay, well, maybe we need to treat people early. Maybe we need to treat people with hydroxychloroquine early. Maybe we need to be examining their hearts, and those people with heart diseases not get hydroxychloroquine. This is a simple spreadsheet that can be made within a day. We have the data. It's on the computer. Somebody make a flipping spreadsheet. That's what common senses are about. Common senses are also about, well, when it comes to the economy, okay, one, we need to protect our workers. Let's do testing. Let's allow them to have some protective equipment and let's allow them to have some sort of distancing from customers. When it comes to schools, let's have a ready makeshift switch where if we do have a deadly flu season or this polio-like illness and these things that can really, really, affect kids, because coronavirus didn't affect kids as much as others. We have a switch where we could say, all right, guys, we're going online for the next couple weeks. We're going to sterilize the school, clean the school, and see if we can, keep kids out of harm's way. All right, we need that ready. We also need, for jobs and employers to, be having, again, that kill switch where, guys, all right, we're going to go online for the next 2 weeks. You're going to work from home. We're working on that. We're working on that slowly, but that's what a lot of us common sensors are for. So are you a common sensor or are you an extremist? And again, I'm not trying to give you a loaded question, but I am sick and tired of hearing people accuse each other of wanting death or wanting money. And that's not what we want. Okay? We want our kids to be able to have Halloween. We want to see our sick relative in a nursing home. We want to see our vibrant city, Las Vegas, working again. All right? We're common sensors. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has a message about the economy as the coronavirus crisis continues.
Deeper and longer recessions can leave behind lasting damage to the productive capacity of the economy.
During a webcast, Powell says the outbreak could lead to a prolonged recession and weak economy. He says the Fed will continue to do whatever is possible to mitigate the damage. Republicans are blocking Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's attempt to get the CDC guidelines on reopening the country released. Republican Senator Mike Braun of Indiana is accusing Democrats of trying to get CDC bureaucrats to shutter the economy.
He's really trying to let career regulators at agencies like the CDC bog down the economy again with bureaucratic hurdles.
Democrats arguing that the White House is going against some of the CDC guidelines. You're listening to USA Radio News. Disney's CEO is talking about some of the changes you'll see at the Magic Kingdom once they reopen. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
You can expect to see face masks along with Mickey and Minnie Mouse ears when Disney parks reopen. Disney's CEO Bob Chapek telling NBC in an interview yesterday that social distancing and masks for guests and the cast are likely going to be required for the foreseeable future. Disneyland in Southern California and Disney World in Florida have been closed since March because of the pandemic, and there's still no word on when they might open.
Simon Property Group, the country's biggest mall owner, wants to reopen malls as quickly as possible, but some local politicians and officials are pumping the brakes on easing social distancing orders during the coronavirus pandemic. Simon had to delay plans to reopen four malls in Indiana and upstate New York after criticism from local politicians. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so we might have a VP pick for Joe Biden. We don't have a lot of news. This is just some breaking news. Sorry, let me pull it up. But we have a Senator Tammy Duckworth. She's an Illinois Democrat who is being considered as the vice presidential pick by presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. She had said on ABC's The View that it is, quote, breathtaking to possibly be considered as Biden's running mate, but that she will leave the Biden camp to their process. Not like leaving like a mad ear, but, you know, letting them do what they need to do. She also said she is working hard to see Biden elected president in November. So I don't know much about her. you know, but yeah, she seems happy. I don't know. If I was ever offered vice president, I would be very nervous. And the reason why I would be nervous is everybody looks at the vice president as the one who's going to be, you know, plotting the assassination of the president. And they don't, all right? Nobody's worried about Mike Pence or whatever, but, you know, with all the rumors with Lyndon B. Johnson, you know, I would not want to be the vice president role because I just don't want people thinking that of me, you know? Because I'd be like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm vice president. I don't have to do a lot of work. You know, I get to, you know, I get to look pretty and, you know, and then I get to, you know, run for office. And I get, you know, a huge step. I get a huge, you know, push forward to running for president later. But it's going to be very, very interesting to see who he decides to pick. You know, this idea that, well, he's going to pick a woman. He's just going to pick a woman. It's a little insulting to us women, by the way, you know. Where the only reason why a woman is going to be making it that far is because there has to be a decree, that there has to be a you know, concrete, concerted effort, that it has to be a woman. I would have rather Biden had said, you know what, I'm going to pick the best person for the job, and then it ended up being a woman. But once everybody says, we're going to pick a woman, we're going to pick a woman, it's insulting, you know, like we're going to pick an African-American. We're going to pick a Latina. We're going to pick a, you know, Asian-American. We're going to it kind of puts us back in progress. OK, you know, we aren't supposed to need your help. We don't need you to stop the press, send memos, make a decree or a new rule that it has to be female just so we get that role. Okay, if I ever become vice president, it's because, or president, it's because, damn, she earned it. It's not because, oh, well, we need a woman. I hate that. I hate that idea that, you know, well, we don't have a lot of girls, so let's pick a girl. No, okay, that just puts us back. Right, pick somebody that you think is qualified. And if it happens to be a female, great. But when you say it ahead of time, it just puts us back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on the college front, and I talk a lot about the college front because I'm watching these lawsuits very carefully, and I'm watching how a college is going to be able to stay open when you have packed stadiums, right, seating in classes. Well, my lectures, I made my lectures mandatory. I cannot lecture to it, but luckily a lot of the students like to come, so that was good. But I don't know what I would do if I had to lecture to an empty classroom. It's like doing stand-up. No one's out there laughing or whatever, that stinks. You know, if they're sitting there on the computer or looking at Pornhub or whatever. But, you know, how is a college supposed to survive? You know, with all these new restrictions, with students going, I'm not going to pay $50,000 a year plus parking fees and student services and all that if I'm going to be forced online. Well, it turns out San Francisco State and other Cal State universities are going to stay online this fall. They might not reopen to students. Timothy White, chancellor of the 23-campus California State University System, announced Tuesday that Cal State schools will offer nearly all instruction online for the fall term, given the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. I don't think, though, they're dropping the price, though. Shortly after the declaration, San Francisco State President Lynn Mahoney sent an email to the campus community confirming that the school will continue with predominantly remote instruction through the fall semester. They said, I know many universities are waiting until mid-June to make announcements about fall, but I've heard from too many anxious to plan for fall to delay making a decision. With the health of our students and employees uppermost in my mind, I have made the very hard decision to continue with predominantly remote instruction. We hope to be able to grant exceptions for a very small number of courses that require specialized in-learning experiences and are necessary for student degree programs. Okay, I was a bio major. You had to do labs. You had to have lab partners. You had to do dissections. In chemistry, you had to do your chemistry experiments. You had to use lab, which is why my classes were expensive, because I paid for lab. So I am kind of interested to see how they're going to do that. They say, we hope to be able to grant exceptions for the small number of courses that need face-to-face instruction. Mahoney reached her decision after speaking with hundreds of students, faculty, and staff. Almost all of them asked about the school's plan for the fall semester as they sought stability amid unimaginable uncertainty. It really is a fog for everybody. Whether you have to decide what you want to do for your life, you know, in terms of a job or a career, or, you know, it's, or whether, you know, you're in a, you know, business like mine, you just can't picture what, you know, where you're going to be in 5 years. You just can't. So the email to the students included no indication that San Francisco State plans to offer tuition reduction, despite the decision to stick with online instruction. Few schools gave students a refund this spring after moving classes online in mid-March. Now there's been a flurry of class action lawsuits. UC Berkeley officials in a message to students last month made it clear that 2020-21 tuition will not be refunded in the event instruction occurs remotely for any part of the academic year. Okay, so what do the students say? Well, according to San Francisco Chronicle, one student, junior Samantha Lowry, said she hoped that the school would offer at least a partial refund. She's a photojournalism major. She didn't expect a full return on on-campus classes, but she figured there might be some middle ground. She said, I'm surprised they stuck to online. When you don't have the technology they have at school, it's difficult to keep up. She said, I'm surprised they didn't at least implement hybrid classes. See, I gotta tell you, this generation, they do speak up. And I know in every generation, you know, you would have, you know, protesters and, you know, students. And, you know, students love to be very, there's something about the younger generation, not the younger generation per se, but younger people, where, you know, they become an adult and they're like, I'm going to make my place. You know, I'm going to make this country different. I'm going to, you know, for me, I went to medical school. I didn't really get very politically active. I mean, I wanted to, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to become a doctor and I'm going to save lives and, you know, I'm going to help people out. And then came Obamacare. And so that ended my story. But then I still do medicine. But what's going to be very, very interesting is, are you getting the education you need online? You know, we have medical students that have had to do online learning. And I got to tell you, before the change, a lot of schools were already doing online. I had visited a university that had done video instruction where it was one teacher and they would replay the video each year to the students. So a lot of them didn't even have teacher access anyway. I mean, it's a shame. You know, I mean, when I taught, it was like, guys, okay, you know, after class, if you need to speak to me, I would be there till 7, 8 o'clock at night sometimes talking to students. I mean, I needed them to learn the material. I needed them to understand. I needed them to, you know, whatever, air any frustration they had about things. It's so vital to have that one-on-one contact. But I got to be honest, the average student really did it. You know, that watch their classes online at home or they do a lot of online instruction. So it's doable, not for the sciences, you know, or the arts, but I mean, it is essentially doable if they have to. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, a lot of us are kind of scratching our heads when it comes to why we're letting inmates out of prison. And we talked about this yesterday when there was a bunch of inmates who tried to share a mask and share a drink so they could get coronavirus and get released. And again, it's because the prison system has to maintain safety of their inmates. You can't confine somebody and then force them to get sick, even though we did that with the Diamond Princess, where we forced people to stay on the ship and then they got sick. Prison system can't do that. So the prison system has to have a means to separate people or allow them to get better. Since they don't, because prisons are overcrowded, they send you home. Now, they're not supposed to be early release. Now, the early release is supposed to be those who were already on their last month. But we're being told that it's not just people on their last 30 days. It's people serving early into a 7.5-year sentence, i.e. Paul Manafort. So Paul Manafort is 71 years old. He's serving a 7-year prison sentence in Loretto, Pennsylvania. He has been released to go home. Home confinement. And he's going to get to serve the remainder of his 6 years at home. That sounds nice. That sounds nice. His lawyers last month wrote to the Bureau of Prisons asking for his release. They say his age and his pre-existing health conditions put him at risk. They're right. They are right. They said there have not been any cases of COVID-19 reported at the prison. Michael Cohen will be released for home confinement at the end of May. Roger Stone had his sentencing postponed for 30 days. Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' former lawyer, has also been released. But, what does this mean? I mean, what is home confinement? Well, Manafort has several properties. He's got a place in Alexandria, Virginia. He's got a home in Palm Beach. So my guess is it's probably going to be the closest one to Pennsylvania. From what I understand, probably he has limitations when it comes to cell phones and things like that. I don't know how the home arrest is done in terms of, do you have a guard there? I mean, that's got to be pretty expensive. Rather than having inmates in one area with a few guards, do you have to now have a guard with them at home at all times? Also, how do you protect somebody who's released from prison? So let's say somebody has enemies and they're involved in the mafia or whatever. I'm saying hypothetically. See, jail offers a little bit of protection. So, as long as you want to be naive about it. Okay, I understand Epstein didn't really have much protection. Jail wasn't the safest place for him. However, you still at least have guards. I mean, you have a little bit of protection. You're at home and everybody knows you're at home. Somebody wants to get you, they can get you, Roger Stone, the president's former advisor, who's 67 years old, has had his sentencing on charges, including lying to Congress, witness tampering. His has been delayed for 30 days. The concept of if you're in jail and we could release you because of coronavirus starts to dilute the concept of confinement and imprisonment. If you do something bad, you rape somebody, you steal, you kill, even though we're being told those aren't the ones to be released, from what I understand, sex offenders have been released. And then you get a sentence. And that judge says you're in jail for X amount of time. We might be able to do early release based on parole, but this is your minimum sentence. That's supposed to be law. Your sentencing should be very similar to law. But when we hear it's negotiable, and if there is a virus that might kill you, might not, all that gets thrown out the window, you start to wonder how serious people are going to be when it comes to petty thefts. Misdemeanors, DUIs. People might think, look, there's not enough room in the jail for a DUI. A DUI was just kind of a one-time thing. It's not like I, killed anybody or whatever. I, got caught drinking. So probably when I'm sober, and if I can prove to them I'll stay sober, I'll get out of jail. I don't think you're going to have as many people fear breaking the law and what happens under this new coronavirus landscape that we have. Home arrest is kind of what we're already on. We're already on basically home arrest. Maybe he can't watch Netflix. Maybe he can't be on the computer. Maybe he can't do a TikTok video of him twerking. But I don't know if that's going to change. You know, I mean, people do crimes, and the average person that commits a crime isn't really worried about jail. You know, when you look at the mind of a criminal, you know, a true criminal, a lot of them have mental illness. Those of us without mental illness will go, you know what, it's not worth going to jail. I hate that person. That person is a thorn in my side. That person keeps trying to ruin me. But you know what? If I kill him, I'm in jail the rest of my life. So the average person who is sane that thinks about it says, you know what? It just doesn't make sense. My being in jail does not, it just doesn't make sense. Yet in the mind of a criminal, they don't think like that. They think it won't happen to me. Or they think it's not a crime. It's justified. That person got what they deserved. That's above the law. So my worry is for the same people that go, okay, you know what, look, maybe I could just get away with it. Or you know what, maybe I won't get caught. Or maybe I, those are the ones who I think are going to look differently going, okay, you know what, I think I'm going to be okay. I think I'm going to be fine. And I know people think like this. I can't tell you how many teenagers I've talked to about, you know, who've been sexually active. And I'll ask them, okay, what's your plan? They go, my plan for what? Well, if you get pregnant. Well, I won't get pregnant. I go, well, you're having sex. You know, why won't you get pregnant? Well, I'll wear a condom. I'll make sure we do it when we're on our period. Or I like, just, you know, condoms break, you know. What is your plan if you get pregnant? Oh, well, then I'll just have an abortion. That's not a plan. You know, are you going to start birth control? Are you going to, you know, inspect the condom? Are you going to, you know, are you going to be responsible? You know, if you're going to decide to have sex, it's kind of a grown-up thing to do, then you're going to have to, you know, think like a grown-up. You're going to have to be more responsible. And so when people think, well, there's an out, they become more careless. You know, we had a huge rise in STDs. We don't know if it was because of Tinder and easy hookups. We don't know if it's because, well, you know, there's Zithromax. I got a call the other day. Patient going, yeah, I think my boyfriend gave me chlamydia. Can I have my Zithromycin? Well, no, you need to be tested for STDs. We need to make sure there's, you know, nothing else going on. We need to report to the health department. You know, you need to contact your... It's not just about just taking a pill and getting your medication. So when people think there's an out or there's an easy fix, they're less likely to be responsible. Well, if I get pregnant, I'll just have an abortion. Well, what if abortion services are harder to get? You know, oh, I didn't think about that. I mean, you know, what if you start to bond with that pregnancy? What if, you know, I am a little nervous about this whole, you know, release idea. But I get it. It makes sense. You know, you don't want people dying while in jail. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.